This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. How to correct an employee's behaviour in the moment without making it a big deal. A calm, clear method for real-time feedback that actually sticks. In short, after reading this, you'll be able to correct an employee's behaviour in the moment using a calm, structured approach that preserves respect and gets results. Address the behaviour immediately, briefly, and privately whenever possible. Focus on what you observed, not on the person's character or motives. Close the exchange with a clear expectation, then move on without drama. Definition: correct employee behaviour refers to the practice of addressing a specific workplace action or pattern as soon as it occurs, using direct, respectful, and behaviour-focused feedback that guides the person toward a better response without personal judgment or blame. Why this moment feels harder than it should. You have been there. An employee interrupts a client. A team member dismisses a colleague's idea in front of the group. Someone misses a deadline they knew about. You notice it. Everyone notices it. And you say nothing, because the moment passes too fast, or because you do not want to cause a scene, or because you tell yourself you will handle it later. Later never comes. The behaviour repeats. That gap between noticing a problem and actually addressing it is where most feedback skills break down. It is not that people do not care. It is that correcting behaviour in real time feels dangerous without a clear method. Most managers worry they will come across as petty, aggressive, or unfair. So they wait, rehearse, overprepare, and ultimately either say nothing or say too much. In this guide, you will get a clear, practical process for in-the-moment behavioural feedback that you can use immediately. If you want to ground this in a broader understanding of what constructive feedback looks like, start with how to give constructive feedback without causing tension. Why real-time behavioural correction is harder than it looks. Knowing that you should address something in the moment and actually doing it are two very different things. I spent years watching managers who genuinely cared about their people still hesitate, still avoid, still let things slide, including me. Here is what makes this hard. Fear of overreacting. You worry that what you observed might not be as bad as you thought, and that naming it will make you look oversensitive. This doubt causes hesitation, and hesitation causes silence. No ready language. Most people have not prepared a way to speak in these moments. When the behaviour happens, they reach for words and find nothing that sounds both honest and calm. The wrong setting. Sometimes the behaviour happens in public, in a meeting, or mid-conversation, and there is no obvious moment to pull someone aside without creating more disruption than their original issue. Confusing behaviour with character. When you correct someone's action, it can feel like you are attacking who they are. That fear, on both sides, makes the feedback land harder than it needs to. Past attempts that went wrong. If you have given feedback before and it led to defensiveness, tears, or days of awkwardness, your brain remembers. It will push you to avoid the discomfort again. The goal is not to eliminate these difficulties. It is to build a system that works in spite of them. The foundation. What you need before you start. Before you begin, there are three things that need to be clear. Number one, your composure, not your content. The words matter less than the state you are in when you say them. If you are frustrated, even a well-phrased correction will land as an attack. Take 30 seconds before you speak. Breathe. Ground yourself. Your tone will do more work than your script. Number two, the specific behaviour you observed. Vague feedback produces vague results. You need to be able to name exactly what you saw or heard, when it happened, and what effect it had. You seemed distracted is not specific. You checked your phone 3 times while the client was speaking is. Number three, a single outcome you want from this exchange. Not a full performance review. Not a list of grievances. One behaviour, one message. One expected change. Trying to address everything at once is the fastest way to say nothing useful. Get these right first. The steps that follow will not work without them. Step 1. Choose the right moment and setting. This step sets the conditions for everything that follows, and most corrections fail here before a word is spoken. Real-time feedback does not mean you must speak the instant you see the behaviour. It means you address it while it is still fresh, before the moment is buried under other conversations and the employee has no idea why you're bringing it up. In most cases, that window is within the same hour or same shift. Identify whether the behaviour needs immediate interruption safety active harm to client or can wait 60 seconds for a private moment. Move the conversation away from other people whenever possible. A hallway, a brief aside, a quick walk to a quieter space. If you cannot speak privately right now, say quietly, I want to follow up with you in 10 minutes. Nothing urgent, just a quick word. Avoid feedback in front of peers, direct reports, or clients unless the behaviour genuinely requires immediate public correction. If you're still emotionally heightened, take the 60 seconds first. You owe yourself that. Here is a script for creating the moment. Hey, do you have 2 minutes? I want to mention something before we move on. That is it. No urgency, no alarm. Just a calm request that signals something is coming without signalling a catastrophe. When you give someone privacy, you give them permission to hear you. Public correction triggers defensiveness before you have said a single thing. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book Say It Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Step 2. Name the behaviour you observed. This is the heart of a correction, and it must be specific, observable, and free of interpretation. You are not here to assess the employee's attitude, motivation, or character. You are here to describe a specific action. The difference between you were rude to the client and you interrupted the client twice while she was explaining the problem is the difference between a conversation that escalates and one that resolves. Use "I noticed" or "I observed" to frame what you saw without accusation. Describe the behavior in one or two sentences maximum. Do not build a case. Stick to what was visible or audible. Do not infer intent. Avoid "always" and "never". Those words trigger defensiveness instantly and move the conversation away from the specific incident. Name the situation briefly for context where it happened, what was happening at the time. The SBI method, which stands for situation, behavior, and impact, is one of the most reliable structures for this step. It keeps you anchored to observable fact and away from personal judgment. I cover the method in more practical depth, including word-for-word scripts, in Say It Right Every Time. Once you have named the behavior clearly, pause. Give the employee a moment to register what you have said. Step 3. State the impact briefly. The behavior alone is not enough. The employee needs to understand why it matters, not because you're building a case, but because people change behavior when they understand the consequence. Keep this part short. One or two sentences. You are not delivering a lecture. You're connecting the action to its real-world effect, whether that is on a client, a colleague, a process, or the team's credibility. Name the most immediate and concrete impact. Not a hypothetical, not a worst case. Focus on the effect on the work, the client, or the team, not on how it made you feel, unless your role is directly relevant. Avoid exaggeration. The client noticed, and it affected her confidence in us is more credible than this could destroy the relationship. If the impact is unclear, say so honestly. I'm not sure how much it affected the outcome, but I want to address it now before it does. Here is an example of steps 2 and 3 combined. I noticed you interrupted the client twice while she was explaining the issue. That made it harder for her to feel heard, and she paused the conversation at that point. That is 23 words. It names the behavior. It names the impact. It is direct without being cruel. The employee now knows exactly what happened and why it matters. Step 4. State what you need instead. A correction without a clear direction is just criticism. Your job here is to close the gap between what happened and what should happen next time. This step must be specific. Be more professional tells the employee nothing they can act on. Let the client finish speaking before you respond gives them something real to do differently. State the expected behavior in positive terms, not just what to stop doing. Make it concrete enough that the employee can picture it. Wait for a natural pause before you add your point is concrete. Keep it to one adjustment per correction. This is not the time to compile a list. If the behavior is part of a pattern you want to address more formally, note that briefly. This is something I want us to revisit in our next one-to-one as well. Invite acknowledgement without demanding it. Does that make sense? Is enough. For patterns that go beyond a single in-the-moment correction, the GROW method offers a strong structure for turning feedback into a proper improvement plan. but do not try to run a full development conversation in the same 30 seconds as a real-time correction. This step is where the employee leaves the exchange with something useful. Make sure they have it. Step 5. Close, clean, and move on. This is the step that most managers skip, and it is the one that determines whether the exchange feels like a correction or a confrontation. Close and clean means you end the feedback with a brief, clear signal that the exchange is over. You have not changed your view of the person, and you are both moving on. The longer you linger, the more weight you add to the moment. After stating what you need, pause briefly and let the employee respond if they want to. Acknowledge the response without overvalidating or under-acknowledging it. End with a neutral, forward-facing sentence. Good. Let's get back to it or appreciate you hearing me out. Do not apologize for raising it. That undoes the whole correction. Walk back into the work. Signal with your body language that the conversation is finished. Here is a full closing script you can use. I appreciate you taking a moment. I know that was quick, and I'm not making it bigger than it needs to be. I just wanted to flag it while it was fresh. Let's get back to it. When you correct employee behavior this way, the exchange takes under 2 minutes. The employee knows what happened, why it mattered, and what to do instead. And they know you're not carrying it into the rest of the day. That last part matters more than most managers realize. Adapting this process for remote and hybrid teams. Real-time behavioral correction becomes more complicated when your team is spread across screens, time zones, and home offices. You lose the natural private moment. In a shared workspace, pulling someone aside is easy. On a remote team, you need to create that moment deliberately. Send a brief direct message. Got 5 minutes for a quick call today. Keep it low-key. Do not put anything substantive in writing before the call. Video calls change the dynamic. Eye contact is harder, tone is easier to misread, and the employee may be in a shared space where privacy is not guaranteed. Ask at the start, are you somewhere you can talk for a few minutes? If they are not, reschedule. Response time can distort urgency. When a behavior happens in a video meeting and you do not address it until the next day, it can feel bigger than it is to both of you. Aim to have the follow-up call the same day when possible and open by naming the behavior directly rather than building up to it. Written feedback requires extra care. If you must give real-time feedback in writing, be even more specific about the behavior and impact. Written tone is flat, and without vocal cues, a correction can read as harsher than intended. For anything beyond a very minor note, a voice or video call is worth the extra effort. The core process remains the same. You still need composure, specificity, impact, direction, and a clean close. Only the delivery channel changes. Common mistakes to avoid. Let me tell you about the mistakes I see most often. I have made most of them myself. The mistake: waiting too long to address the behavior. Why it happens. You want to gather your thoughts, or you hope the issue resolves itself. What to do instead? Address the behavior the same day, while the context is still clear for both of you. A day's delay doubles the awkwardness. The mistake: correcting someone in front of their peers. Why it happens. The behavior happened publicly, and it feels natural to address it right there. What to do instead? Find a private moment, even if it is just 60 seconds after the fact. Public correction triggers shame, and shame kills listening. The mistake: using big language like you need to be more professional. Why it happens. Specific language feels more confrontational, so people soften it into meaninglessness. What to do instead? Name exactly what you observed. Specificity is kind because it gives the person something real to change. The mistake: turning a quick correction into a full performance conversation. Why it happens. Once you start, other things come up, and it feels efficient to address them all at once. What to do instead? Stay focused on the one behavior. Flag patterns for a scheduled one-to-one instead. The mistake: apologizing for giving the feedback. Why it happens. You want to reduce tension and signal that you are not attacking them. What to do instead? Close with warmth and move on, but do not apologize for raising a legitimate issue. It undermines the message you just delivered. These are not character flaws. They are gaps in the system. Fix the system. Your practical checklist. Use this checklist before you begin and after each correction. I have taken a breath and checked my emotional state before speaking. I have identified the specific behavior I observed, not a general impression. I know the concrete impact that behavior had on the work, client, or team. I have a single, clear expectation to communicate, not a list. I have found or created a private moment for this exchange. I'm ready to describe the behavior without using the words always or never. I know how I will close the conversation and signal that it is finished. I am prepared to listen briefly if the employee wants to respond. I have kept the message to under 2 minutes in my head. I'm not carrying unrelated grievances into this exchange. If you cannot check most of these, that is your starting point. Summary and next steps. You now have a practical method for correcting behavior in real time without making it a crisis. That is a skill most managers never fully develop, and the workplace is quieter and harder because of it. Composure, specificity, and a clear outcome are your three foundations before you speak. Choose a private moment, even a brief one. Privacy is what makes people able to hear you. Name the behavior you observed, not a character judgment, an observation. State the impact briefly and honestly, then say what you need instead. Close clean, without apology or over-explanation, and move on. Real-time corrections work best when they are short. Under 2 minutes is your target. A strong feedback habit protects your team's culture better than any policy document. If you want to strengthen the way you give feedback more broadly, read how to give feedback that strengthens team synergy instead of breaking it, and how to use the SBI method to give team members feedback that unifies instead of divides. For situations where feedback surfaces in meetings and conflict follows, how to handle conflict during meetings will give you a clear path through it. The ability to correct employee behavior calmly, clearly, and without drama is one of the most valuable things you can develop as a leader. Get the method right, and you will rarely need it more than once. Frequently asked questions. How do you correct employee behavior in the moment without embarrassing them? Address the behavior privately, quickly, and calmly. Focus on what you observed, not on the person. Keep your tone neutral and your words specific. A short, clear comment delivered with respect is far less damaging than a delayed conversation that builds resentment on both sides. What is the best way to give real-time feedback to an employee? The best real-time feedback is brief, specific, and behavior-focused. Describe what you saw, explain the impact clearly, and state what you need instead. Avoid lengthy explanations in the moment. A focused 30-second correction is almost always more effective than a 5-minute talk. How do you correct employee behavior without making it a big deal? Keep the correction short, private, and calm. Do not build up to it or add unnecessary context. Name the behavior, state the impact, and move on. The less drama you attach to it, the more likely the employee will hear the message rather than the emotional weight around it. When should you correct an employee's behavior immediately versus later? Correct immediately when the behavior is still visible and the context is fresh. Wait if the employee or you're emotionally heightened, if the situation requires privacy you do not have, or if a pattern needs documented evidence before the conversation will carry any weight. How do feedback skills help you correct employee behavior more effectively? Strong feedback skills give you the structure to stay calm, be specific, and focus on behavior rather than character. Without that structure, most managers either avoid the correction or deliver it poorly. A clear feedback method turns an uncomfortable moment into a brief, useful exchange. What should you avoid when correcting an employee in the moment? Avoid vague language, public corrections, and emotional tone. Do not correct a pattern of behavior with a single offhand comment. Do not soften the message so much that it disappears, and never use the correction as an opportunity to pile in past grievances one behavior at a time. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblickthorne.com to get your copy.